Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to another podcast from InsideCarolina.com, the independent voice of UNC Sports, brought to you by JohnnyT-Shirt.com, the go-to provider for all your Tar Heel gear.
I'm your host, Tommy Ashley. You're listening to the Inside Carolina podcast, sponsored by JohnnyT-Shirt.com. I've got Dewey Burt with me. Dewey, Carolina falls 96-83 to Georgia Tech in the Smith Center. And, yeah, we're contractually obligated to do these podcasts. And I told you off the air briefly, I did a lot in some rough football seasons. But I don't know if I've had to do one. I don't know if we've had to do one after a game quite like this. Carolina starts out 0 for forever. Falls down by 24 points to Georgia Tech in the first half. Makes somewhat of a game out of it in the second half. But Dewey, just, you know, wow. What an effort from the Tar Heels.
Yeah, I don't have a whole lot that I can draw on. I mean, our effort was abysmal to start the game, and then the last, call it 26-7 minutes, they played hard and they scored the ball. And I mean, it's actually astounding we scored 83 points given that we had 4 or 6 or whatever it was with 7 minutes to go. We scored at an unbelievable rate after that, but we had dug ourselves such a big hole. And the thing that frustrated me before the comeback, during the comeback, was just our defense was a sieve. I mean, it felt like they had 40 dunks. I think they had like 12 or 14 or 15 or something, but it felt like they had a dunk on every possession. And, you know, when teams can get to the rim that easily and just dunk the ball, it's – they almost scored 100 points, and they stink.
Yeah, and when I said, wow, what an effort by the Tar Heels, I was not saying it, just so our listeners don't confuse it, I was not saying it in a positive way, but you're right, they did make some plays to get back in the ballgame a little bit. Georgia Tech, 10 for 11 on dunks against Carolina, and scored 96 points. I saw a tweet from ESPN, Brian Ives, said that that's the second time they've scored that many points in Pastner's career at Georgia Tech, and that was against some team I've never heard of the first time, a Division II team. So let's talk about a positive to start with, and we got to talk about Garrison Brooks. I mean, that guy, I mean, he did everything he possibly could. He had some issues early with some – you know, he was a part of that opening 12 minutes or whatever it was. But Brooks goes 35-11 before fouling out. I mean, this guy, he's doing everything he can in a role he's not really used to, Dewey, for this North Carolina team. But, you know, if there's a positive, it's certainly what he did tonight.
That's right. And he fought and clawed and tried and found some aggression and incredible from the free throw line and put the ball in the basket when we seemingly couldn't do it. Yeah, he fought and he tried. And that was obviously, if he hadn't done that, we might have lost by 30 to a team that's under 500 or just now got to 500. So, yeah, look, it's not who he's supposed to be as a college player. He, to me, is meant to be a defender, rebounder, block a couple shots and be a complimentary post player on a team that more like last year, to be honest. And he's been sort of forced into this role where he's someone we look to for scoring, and that's just not what comes naturally to him. So it was great to see him put up numbers like that, and he tried. He fought like crazy, but we just dug ourselves such a big hole that it even a Herculean effort by him wasn't going to be enough. And again, just so many dunks, wide open threes, and yeah, just not good enough.
Let me, we're doing a short podcast. Folks, you're listening. Let me take a second to talk about Johnny T-Shirt right fast. They're our sponsors, great sponsors of this podcast and of Inside Carolina. JohnnyT-Shirt.com, of course, online, opportunity to get anything you need Carolina-related, football, basketball, baseball, any sport, any school of journalism stuff, tailgating, anything you need. And, of course, on Franklin Street, always a great place to go. Always good folks to deal with. Customer service A1, A+, online and in person, and 10% off for your Inside Carolina premium subscription. Let's talk about the defense a little bit, Dewey, because, you know, a lot of people talk about the coaching and how bad a coaching job Roy Williams is doing with this team. And I thought, when I see these tweets, I'm going to ask Dewey's opinion. And I know what your opinion is going to be, but I want to get your take on what, if anything, can be done differently of what's going now. Because obviously what's occurring now is not working. It worked in spurts against Georgia Tech. But again, Georgia Tech's terrible. So I don't know how you can – or how we can look at that and say, well, they had some positives, but it was Georgia Tech. So if you're Roy Williams, what do you do?
I don't know. I honestly don't. I don't have an answer to that. I didn't. It sounds self-serving and arrogant. I didn't ever play on a team where effort was a problem. Never happened. Really just mostly because of the guys in the room, right? I mean, that class of 2009, college class of 2009, just had a way about them that even when they were the underclassmen, sort of just, there was just a way that we practiced and played that if we were going to lose, it was just never about that. So what I'm saying then is that I've never been in a locker room where Coach Williams had to coach effort. I haven't been in that locker room. And a lot of what was going on early in this game was about just a lack of commitment to our principles, to how we play, to really anything that they've been coached. And so I don't know. Because I didn't experience that specifically. I mean, we certainly lost games and everything. And you had individuals that here and there maybe didn't play as hard as they could or should. But as a team, we always played so hard, you know, even Tyler willed us to play so hard always. And then people followed that. And so I don't know. He's going to rip his hair out that a team that he coaches could come out that flat in a conference game. It would be so shocking for him, I would suspect. But you saw him. I mean, he didn't stop coaching. He didn't stop working. He didn't stop trying to get everything he could out of the guys. And we dug ourselves such a hole. But look, injuries are an excuse. And it still says North Carolina and we still got to play better. And Georgia Tech's not that good and blah, 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 blah. But you know, no Cole, and amazingly Harris hadn't even played 100 minutes, and we had come to rely on him very quickly as somebody that could play better than others had played. So I don't know, you just hope you can play more like the last 25 minutes than you did the 15, because they did play better. Their defense wasn't great still, but they did play better. They scored the ball and attacked the glass and got to the free throw line. And those are positives. A couple guys made shots. So I guess that's what you do. You focus on the parts where we played better and just say that first 13 minutes was an out of body experience. It'll never happen again, we hope, or something. I don't know. Reaching.
Definitely. Carolina Falls of Georgia Tech, 96-83. I think for me, Garrison Brooks is free throw 17 for 18. That's huge. That could bode well maybe in the future. Carolina 23 of 27 on the game there. A lot better than they had been shooting, but the defense. The defense is what – it's one thing not to be able to shoot the basketball. You're going to struggle to score, but you can always play with effort on the defensive end. And this Carolina team is just – especially today against the Georgia Tech team that is just not very good, made them look – very good at times. Dewey, I appreciate it. I know it's hard to do these, we will get out of here quickly. I told folks it'd be a short one. I kept my word, Dewey. Hope we talk again soon under better circumstances, my friend.
Yeah, me too. You know, coach will grind and he'll try to reach them a different way, and we'll see. I mean, it all is not lost. If we can win the next three, which is reasonable, and then maybe Cole comes back and then we're a different team, and then maybe we can make a little run. You know, you can't fold. Nobody feels bad for us. Nobody feels bad for a coach who has, you know, who's on the precipice of 880 wins and seven banners up in the Smith Center. Nobody feels bad for us, so they certainly can't feel bad for themselves. They got to fight and they got to play better. That's it. Play better, listen better, take the coaching better, be smarter, fight harder, and maybe we can find a way to win a couple.
That's it. That's Dewey Burke. I'm Tommy Ashley. You've been listening to the Inside Carolina podcast, sponsored by Johnny T-Shirt. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks for listening to another podcast from InsideCarolina.com. Brought to you by JohnnyT-Shirt.com. Where to go for your next Tar Heel gear purchase.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.